Lee Meadows travels frequently, at one point flying once a month for work. He used to park his car at the Birmingham airport, but now that he lives in Crestwood, a neighborhood just a couple of miles south of the airport, he takes a taxi.
It's cheaper for me to take a cab than it is to leave my car in long-term parking.
Meadows says he never has any issue when the taxi picks him up at his house. Coming home,
that's where the problems have emerged.
He says more than half the time when he gets a ride from the airport taxi stand, it's a bad experience. A dirty car, a rude driver. But one trip in April really sticks out.
About halfway through the trip, I noticed the meter wasn't on. And that was my first red flag.
Meadows says when they arrived at his home, the driver told him it was a standard flat fee of $15.
Nobody's ever said anything to me about flat rates in Birmingham.
He says when he questioned the fare, the driver became agitated.
And he told me that he had been waiting in line 2 hours and that it wasn't worth him his time to take somebody a short distance like I was going home.
Meadows says at that point, he knew he wanted to report the incident.
I asked to see his ID. And he got even more confrontational.
He says the driver refused to show his ID. Meadows just wanted to get out of the cab.
So I gave him the $15 cash and asked for a receipt.
The driver handed him a receipt, but the name on it didn't match the name on the taxi. He says he didn't know what would happen next. Concerned about his safety, he just got out of the cab. Lee Meadows says he tried to register a complaint, but couldn't figure out how. He looked on the City of Birmingham's website and the airport website, but couldn't find any information about taxis. He called the cab company, and they didn't know where to direct him.
Then I just was kind of stuck.
So he put a message on the neighborhood online listserv to see if his was an isolated incident. What he heard were similar stories. Drivers turning off the meter and charging a higher amount. Independently, WBHM was told of drivers taking circuitous routes, which runs up the meter. And the problems aren't just in Crestwood.
My name is Sarah Bettinger.
She lives in Norwood, another neighborhood near the airport.
You start down the line of taxis, and they're aggressive trying to get business until they hear that we're going to Norwood. And then they really do say, no, not going to Norwood.
Bettinger says she was refused service half a dozen times before giving up trying to take a taxi from the airport. All of these things, turning off the meter, refusing service, even being rude, is against city ordinance. Lee Meadows says his desire to follow up is not just about his experience.
What are visitors experiencing? What's this like for somebody who this is their first impression of Birmingham?
Four cabs are parked in the taxi stand at the Birmingham airport. A couple of drivers chat on a bench nearby. A short distance away, the line continues, with 9 more taxis lined up behind a gate. No driver was willing to speak in a recorded interview, but several described to me frustration. Drivers do wait for hours for a customer. Once he takes that passenger, even if it's a short trip, he has to go to the back of the line. They say most drivers operate legally, and those who work at the airport understand it's a bit of a lottery. That doesn't mean short trips and the small fares aren't irritating. I contacted several taxi companies which serve the airport. The only one willing to give an interview is Birmingham Yellow Cab. Ellis Houston is president of the company that owns Yellow Cab. He says he's heard these stories from customers and drivers.
No, unfortunately, it's not new to me, and it's very troubling.
He sits behind a desk in his office. Little yellow toy taxis decorate the shelves. His tie is yellow. The walls are yellow.
We're partial to yellow.
Houston says on the rare occasion one of his drivers is found to be acting improperly, he terminates the driver's contract, but adds there's nothing stopping a fired driver from going to work for another company. Ultimately, it's up to the Birmingham Police Department to enforce city rules. Lieutenant T.E. Smith with the Business Compliance Unit says police do daily inspections, checking that cabs, for instance, have running meters and are clean. But these stories of poor service from the airport?
This is totally new to me.
Smith says they haven't received complaints about this. If they did, they'd investigate. He does concede people may not know it's police they should contact. And the police website isn't much help.
Like any website, it's under construction and it's constantly being upgraded. And I'm not certain if there's a leak that would get them what they needed in that particular case.
I couldn't find information about filing complaints on the Birmingham Police website. That apparent information void and poor taxi service leaves Lee Meadows frustrated.
I don't think I'm asking too much, even though I live a short distance from the airport.
And if visitors to the city are equally frustrated, he says that's even more concerning. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.